Today I will be doing an interview on my mother named Ana Cervantes. Although she didn't finish high school, she has been through a lot. I will talk to her about those times and also other times about her life, plus a few years she was in high school. What were some obstacles you faced before you met Dad?
Some obstacles I faced before you met your dad were that I came from a single mom.
Okay.
My dad was never in the picture. Mm-hmm. And my mom had an alcohol problem. My mom was an alcoholic.
Okay. What were some reasons that you dropped out of school?
I dropped out of school because I became pregnant at 16. And unfortunately, the high school I went to didn't give you an option like schools now that they provide daycare.
Okay. Would you ever go back to high school to finish it? Why or why not?
Yes, I would go back to high school. I would do it in a heartbeat. And I would do it because I would want to fulfill the dreams I had.
Okay. Do you ever think about going to college? Why or why not?
Yes, I think about it every day, especially now that my kids are getting older and they're going to college. I wish I would have, taken advantage of it.
Okay. What kind of kid were you when you were younger?
What kind of kid was I when I was younger?
Yeah.
Like in what way?
Like, how were you, like, always mellow and, like,
No, I wasn't mellow. I was always mad. I was always depressed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any siblings and what kind of connection did you guys have?
Yes, I have three other siblings and unfortunately, we never had a real connection because... Tráele una silla, mija, tu hermana y pónsela ahí. We didn't really have a connection because they were always doing their own thing that I didn't really give a crap about anybody else.
Okay. What kind of relationship did you have with your family? Like, your whole family back then?
My whole family?
Yeah.
We've never had a connection because everybody in the family was either into alcohol or drugs and just criticizing each other's family instead of trying to unite each other.
Okay. What kind of problems did you have to face when you had your children?
The problems that I had to face when I had my children was that we would work hard to make ends meet. We would work to be able to provide for you what we needed. But because your daddy is not a citizen and your mom had dropped out of high school, and at the time, it was really hard for me not to get a good job. It was just like dead end jobs that would pay minimum. And we did our best in times having your dad up to three jobs, me having two jobs, just to provide for you guys what we thought was.
Okay, what were some bad things you did in the past? Well,
bad things that I did in the past?
Yeah, like you regretted.
I regret not finishing school. That was like my biggest one. I regret not taking advantage of the advice some of my teachers gave me. Not fulfilling my expectations because me myself, I knew I could have done better. But because of how I was raised, I always said, well, if that's how people view me and my family, then that's how I view myself.
Okay. Did you always live a good life, why or not?
No, we didn't live a good life. There were times where holidays would pass and nothing. We did no Christmas, no Thanksgiving, no Easter. Birthdays would go without anybody knowing, and that's why me, even if it's just a small cake or a small cupcake or a small anything, birthdays are very important to me with you guys. Holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, I try to make you guys understand it's not about what you receive, it's about the unity of the family and making sure that we're thankful for having food and a roof over our shoulder.
Okay. What kind of good experiences you faced after you were with dad? Like, what were some good things that happened in the past?
Good thing before I had children or?
Before, yeah.
Things, I did sports and that was my outlet to release a lot of the anger, a lot of the buildup and anxiety I had. So I feel like sports was like my go-to.
Okay. It's like, what were some bad experiences you did face when you were dead? Like before we were born.
Bad experience, I grew up in a place where there was violence, gangs, drugs. So seeing that growing up was terrible. One of them, which I've talked to you and your sisters about a lot, was having a dude point a gun at me and be like, get in the car or you'll get shot. And it was like, not cool, because I was in junior high, and having to go through that experience made me not trust anyone around me.
Okay. Did you have any like good best memories in high school, or were there any like bad memories in high school? Where
I could say I was just at high school, the best memories was like me being able to participate in certain activities that I thought were going to help me with my future. Like the school I went to provided guidance, and if you wanted to study criminal law, they would help you go to the courts, go to the juvenile halls, and learn their ways. So I kind of saw it, but unfortunately I didn't.
Okay, last question. Would you change anything in your past life? Why or why not?
I don't know if I would change anything, because I feel that everything I went through has made me the mom that I am now. And I've seen that you and your siblings have reached certain goals in life that I feel that if I wasn't as strict as I am, as involved as I am, you guys wouldn't be what you guys are. So for me, it fulfills me to see that because of my past, I became the mom that I always wanted to be and have been able to guide you guys to do what you guys are doing now.
Oh, all right. We're done then.
Oh.